Russia's deadline isn't just bureaucratic, it's a bellwether. What looks like a routine filing deadline is anything but. By June 2, 2025, Russian financial market organizations, OFRS, must electronically submit detailed reports to the Federal Tax Service, FNS, under the OECD's Common Reporting Standard, CRS. On the surface, this may seem like a minor date shift, because May 31 falls on a Saturday. But beneath that technicality lies a broader signal. Russia is cementing its role as an active participant in global tax transparency, even amid increasing geopolitical isolation. And this reporting isn't optional. It's a critical compliance checkpoint for financial institutions navigating a tightening web of domestic enforcement and international scrutiny. Why it matters: data, disclosure, and diplomatic leverage. Every year, Russian OFRS must report information on foreign tax residents' financial accounts. This data feeds into the OECD's Automatic Exchange of Information, AEOI, regime, a multilateral framework designed to clamp down on offshore tax evasion. But here's the rub: these disclosures aren't just for show. Tax authorities across jurisdictions use them to assess tax compliance, launch investigations, and issue cross-border penalties. For Russia, continuing this practice sends a message: we're still in the room, on global tax coordination. Despite strained ties with Western nations, Russia remains in the OECD's CRS club, a reminder that even adversaries can agree on transparency regarding revenue. The compliance crunch: new rules, old tools, technical constraints are tightening. The FNS mandates that XML report files must not exceed 50 megabytes, with transport containers capped at 30 megabytes. Reports must use format version 5.06, which has existed since 2022. Moreover, before submitting data, institutions must validate or generate their machine-readable power of attorney, MCD, in version 003, enabling the right to transmit financial data under Chapter 20.1 of the Russian Tax Code. To streamline the process, the FNS offers a free desktop application, Nalogoplatelsik All, or generation, and pre-submission validation. Sounds simple? Not quite. Missteps can lead to rejected files, audit triggers, or worse, administrative penalties and reputational damage. Zooming out: how Russia stays plugged into the OECD despite sanctions and growing economic decoupling. Russia participates in major OECD-led tax initiatives. This may seem paradoxical, but it's strategic. The CRS regime isn't about political alignment. It's about fiscal survival. By exchanging financial account data, Russia gains access to reciprocal disclosures about its citizens' foreign assets. In an era of capital flight and sanctions evasion, that's gold dust. The CRS functions as a legal intelligence sharing tool, helping authorities trace money trails without needing diplomatic cooperation. Compare this to China, which selectively participates in transparency measures, or the UAE, which adopted CRS under international pressure. Russia's consistency shows its pragmatism. Even as it retreats, Russia engages in major OECD-led tax initiatives despite sanctions and growing economic decoupling. Geopolitically, it's digging deeper into tax data diplomacy. Strategic takeaways: what firms need to do now? The clock is ticking, and financial institutions can't afford complacency. Here's what smart players are doing: automating reporting processes to avoid late filings and formatting errors. Investing in data integrity, foreign tax residency status must be up to date and documented. Training compliance teams on XML formatting, container limits, and digital power of attorney protocols. Monitoring OECD updates. Russia's adherence to CRS means updates to global tax rules have local implications. Scenario planning for audits. Institutions should assume that filings will be reviewed, not archived. This isn't just about ticking a regulatory box. It's about being audit ready in an era of borderless enforcement. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.